We've all heard of celebrities running for and winning public office, but when it comes to winning, is this type of crossover candidate only successful if he's white? Commentator Todd Boyd wants to share his thoughts on one black celebrity and his political ambitions.
Charles Barkley for governor. Haven't we heard this before? In the mid-90s, when Sir Charles was still playing basketball for a living, he made headlines by declaring his intentions to one day run for governor in his home state, Alabama. What stood out about this declaration at the time was the fact that Barkley said that he planned on running as a Republican. Recently, this story has come up again. Now Barkley says that he might consider running for governor in 2010, but this time he says he would run as a Democrat. When Barkley originally announced his political intentions, it was before Jesse the Body Ventura was elected governor of Minnesota and before the Terminator took up residence in Sacramento. At the time, I thought that Charles was just running his mouth, as they say. The man has always had a knack for saying things that draw reaction, so I assume this was just another example of Charles being Charles. There was no way a black man could seriously consider running for governor in a state with the checkered racial past of Alabama, much less as a Republican. This had to be a joke, right? Well, since that time, Charles has concluded his NBA career and was elected to the NBA Hall of Fame this year. He now spends his time as the featured commentator on TNT's Inside the NBA, the show that provides running commentary on all things NBA before, during, and after the games. Barkley, along with Kenny Smith, on occasion Magic Johnson, and a host of other NBA players, both past and present, have turned this venue into the cable television equivalent of the barbershop, where anything and everything is fair game, with Barkley serving as the lead barber. Sir Charles is known for his unedited tongue, and this refreshing candor has made him a media star, just like he starred on the basketball court during his playing days. If Charles brings this no-holds-barred approach to the campaign trail, I'm not sure if it'll get him elected, but it will most certainly be funny. In the past, I have tended to look suspiciously upon celebrities who decide that they want to be politicians. For the record, I feel the same way about relatives and spouses of politicians who decide to enter the fray also. But considering that the public seems to have no problem electing these otherwise unqualified individuals who trade on popularity as opposed to ideas and experience, I have reconsidered somewhat. In other words, if Arnold, the man whose Hollywood-created persona on steroids was largely due to his role playing a robot, can govern the largest state in the country, and Jesse the Body can make the transition from the figure four leg lock to the Minnesota State House, then why not Sir Charles for governor, especially in a state like Alabama? It was another famous resident of Alabama, Forrest Gump, who had people encouraging him to run back in the mid-90s, and now I would offer the same advice to Sir Charles. Run, Charles, run. And if he does decide to run, maybe he'll use the title of his last book as his campaign slogan. Who's afraid of a large black man?
Todd Boyd is a professor of critical studies at the University of Southern California's School of Cinema Television.